Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
Y'all smoking the competition. Come on, tell me how that feel, baby.
Stop it, Rick. Stop it.
Ricky Rose. I'm going to do my Ricky Rose.
Thanks for making us your sports station.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Mike, guy on social media says the entire strength and conditioning staff of the Braves should be fired immediately. Because everybody's on the IL.
You know, it has been commented on. I don't want to look. I don't want to get anybody's pocket. I don't want to see people losing their jobs. But, I mean, if I ran this club, there'd be a new hitting instructor. And I'd definitely be talking to some people that, I don't know, maybe we need to be doing yoga between innings with some of these dudes.
Man, appreciate that. And put them up, C-Dukes. Mike Bell, ATL. He says, Braves do this every 5 or 6 years. Same with the Hawks. It feels that way. You go through these stretches.
Yep.
Hey, man, it is Dukes and Bell on a Wednesday. Tomorrow we're back at camp. Falcons training camp. Morning shift will be there. Steakhouse. Andy and Randy, we will wrap things up at Hooters Mall of Georgia. So come hang out with us. But we got a special guest in studio, and it's so cool because I like to tell you guys there are people behind the scenes that people aren't familiar with that have real knowledge and certainly insight into certain guys around the league. And Desmond Walker, who is joining us right now in studio, is a pass rush trainer. He's been doing this for a long time. And ironically, he works with a couple of guys on our Falcons football team, but he other works with other guys around the NFL. So got Des to come in because, Des, I'll be honest, man, I don't know. You were like, I don't know, man, come on. I don't know. But thank you for coming in. And you know, we always try to bring you the backstory, some insight into things that you don't get anywhere else. And so sometimes I say things on the air and people go, you're crazy, and then it happens.
Absolutely, for sure.
And a lot of that has to do with people like yourself. First of all, give a little bit of history, man, because people certainly want to know who you are and your background before we start talking about some of the guys you're training and what's going on.
No, absolutely. So first of all, I'm a pass rush coach, pass rush specialist. Work with a lot of the top NFL players in the NFL, guys like Cam Hayward, Grady Jarrett, Leonard Floyd, Nnamdi Medebike, Alex Highsmith. I could keep going on. College guys from that I trained since high school, from Mikael Williams, Kyle Kinard, the Gursky Award winner, guys like Jadeveon Clowney. So I've been around the way of helping guys get over the hump, Adolphe Owe, and you know, I go around and I help guys get sacks, basically.
And sacks do increase.
Yeah, no, absolutely, absolutely.
That's fascinating, man, because, Mike, that resume, that's impressive. I mean, you just went off the top. I'm like, we know him.
Well, and that's about relationships. You talked about your relationship with Big Chuck Smith, Joe.
Yeah, Big Chuck.
And Chuck has been, last time we had Chuck in studio, I made him turn like red. I go, Chuck has made millions of dollars instructing players. But getting guys ready for the draft, and then all those symposiums, all those things, when everybody comes together, you know, the pass rush camps. That's these guys, all the elites are in on this stuff.
Oh, no, absolutely. Pass rush, this is a new era of football. Now, guys not just going I formation and just, I mean, you got the tush push, but outside of that, man, these guys airing it out type deal. So now the question is, you know, you get some players are not productive in college and they go to the NFL. Damn, how you get 10 sacks? Because it's a new era. You know what I mean? Guys got to throw that ball down the field. So with guys throwing the ball down the field, guys need to work on their primary and their counter pass rush moves. And that's where, you know, myself come in, and obviously with Chuck Smith being the OG of high-performance skill D-line training, who started this, and they know that they need that to hit that next level.
Yeah, and by the way, just to put that in perspective, because we had Chuck on a couple of weeks ago, he's with the Ravens now and has been for the last few years, but they have been 1 or 2 in sacks in the league since he got there.
Yeah, OG.
Since he got there. So that's real. Now, the good news is, you're working with a couple of our Falcons. Now, we had Leonard Floyd on yesterday. Mike, we had such a good time with Leonard Floyd.
Leonard was spilling the tea about some of our new teammates, like James Pierce Jr. talked about our quarterback talking some ish and loving his competitive vibe. But, you know, you know Flo, as Carl said, you know, he's a country guy. We got a little bit out of him yesterday. He's kind of a low-key dude.
Yeah, if you got some out of Flo, man, y'all got a real comfortable type deal. But, yeah, man, Flo I want to talk about Flo the person, Flo. Great, chill dude, you know, loves the people around him, and he wants the people around him to succeed. So when he, you know, has that fellowship, he'll go above and beyond for you, regardless of what field you're in.
Yeah, and here's the thing. It was funny because when we got him, Des, I'll be completely honest, literally we were on the show like this. Word comes down, hey, Fowler's going to sign Leonard Floyd. And I had a sour taste in my mouth because we had done this the year before with a guy that didn't have anything left in the tank. Mike, Am I right?
Correctamundo.
And we went out and we got a guy that we thought last year was going to really come in and affect the pass rush. And I was like, okay, I'm not sure. And then I start calling guys like you and guys I know with the Rams. And they were like, look, Flo still got a lot in the tank. You guys are going to get good play out of him, and he's going to get 6, 7, 8 sacks depending on what the scheme, because we didn't know at that time, you know, what the situation is going to be. But with that said, we asked him yesterday. We're visiting with Desmond Walker, guys, trainer in the National Football League, multiple guys around the league, pass rushers. But I said, what's your go-to move? And he would not say to Mike and I, he said, these guys, listen, I ain't giving it up.
It's proprietary.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
But you teach all these different techniques, though, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And you know, he's not trying to spill all the beans because remember, when you're a 10-year vet, you got to recommit yourself to the game every year. Mm. So what I like to tell people, Kobe number 8 wasn't the same as Kobe number 24.
True.
So the same thing as I'm aging as a pass rusher, I got to understand, okay, I might have done this the year before, but I want to do something a new year that I didn't even put out on film yet. So now it's the element of what? Getting production off of things that you can work on. And then obviously you got your bread and butter that you can turn on film and YouTube and see what you won with. So that's the element. How you going to keep growing yourself each year? And part of the things of with me working with these like 8, 10 years plus vet, we can't be the same next year. We got to commit ourselves, whether it's using speed, power, your movement, your head fake, whether, you know, us working on beating multiple blockers with double teams. So that's the part where he really means off of that on that aspect.
Is that hard, though? I mean, Dez, when you talk about when you've done something for 10 years.
For sure.
And now I'm coming to you and I'm going, all right, I got to be productive. How hard is it to change those habits?
No, it's hard. It's hard because, you know, the first thing you're going to go to what you've been winning with for a long time. Mm-hmm. But now you got to understand that pass rush, even though it's the social media aspect and it grew the training, we're watching practices at NFL camps. That wasn't back then. Everybody wanted to keep everything in. But now you can see things online. So we're getting to my point. I was just saying is, you got to understand that this stuff it's not recreated. You know, it's just more visible. So you don't got to recreate the wheel of terms of how you're winning, but you also got to understand there's people that have been winning with other techniques before you. So now it's just like, I always like to convert to basketball. I love basketball. That was my first love. But from a pass rush essence, so the 92.9 fans can understand is, you got to be able to watch what's won in the past and watch what's winning now and come to a common ground of what can I do it for myself.
Hey, man, it's Desmond Walker live in studio. He is trainer to the stars, talking about pass rush. So the thing I was talking about with Carl off the air, the physical side of it, in the gym all the work. What are these guys doing that the average Joe, I'm not saying somebody's going to go out there and try to sack a quarterback, but is there anything for practical application for some of the dudes? Because everybody's trying to, you know, keep it together and come up, Carl, in this world, you know, and get back in shape. What are some of the things you're doing with these guys?
Well, first thing I work on is their vision. All right? Everything I start with from their eyes. The next thing I talk about is their get off. All right, vision and get off, they go hand in hand. Then we focus on our hands, vision, get off, hands. Last thing I focus is on vision, get off, hands and hips. And those are four things that I believe that help guys get over the hump or become dominant pass rushers. Some guys be like, hey, how do you help X, Y, and Z? He's almost at 100 sacks. How do you help him? Shoot, I help him by keeping him accountable. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So not everything isn't always build someone from scratch. Now, there are moments of building someone from scratch, but then some elements is of helping guys getting over the hump, it'd be the 1%. It can be, oh, you lined up too wide. Oh, you need to follow through your rip. Oh, you need to add a slight tilt towards it, and that can help guys get over the hump. Mm.
Dez, we've not had, I'm talking about the Falcons,
okay,
a dominant pass rusher. And by the way, I was mentioning people like, Duke, who are you talking about? Matthew Judon, guys. I was talking about Matthew Judon last year.
We're speaking in code? Who you think you're talking about?
Well, I was
loved it. We were excited, but he didn't bring any heat.
He didn't bring, I said we got a guy last year, and people are like, who are you talking about? Matthew
Judon. And you
Judon.
Could tell because he had the red sleeves on. You could always watch the game and you knew.
He didn't do it. And by the way, I said this to Mike. Guys, producers, everybody, he's not been signed anywhere, right? He's not been picked
he's
up.
He's on the float still.
Okay, so that just tells you. So that's what we were talking about. But we've not had a dominant pass rusher in a very long time.
Absolutely.
And I want to ask you, not necessarily about Flo, because we think Leonard Floyd is going to be productive, but a guy like Ruka Ro-Oro. And you said to us before we started this interview, it's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Guys, we're talking with Desmond Walker, trainer in the National Football League, a variety of guys around the league, not just Falcons, a bunch of different pass rushers, elite guys as well. You're from the same hometown?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
As Rook?
313. What's up, Rook?
did you know of him before, like, Clemson and his ascension to being one of the dominant defensive linemen?
I knew of him through Clemson, but we've got more connected on a pro level than a college level. Let me tell you something about Luke without spilling the beans of what we're planning to do in X, Y, and Z. The one he's seeking information of how being great type. Okay. And you want to start with that, because if you seek, you know, you can get production through the aspect of just becoming a smarter pass rusher. So I'm liking that aspect in terms of, hey, how do I look doing X, Y, and Z? How do I look with my hands? How do I look in my stand? Like, he wants to get, you know, the small things right early. So that's one big key thing about. But I think that Rook, you know, Leonard Floyd, Eben Cady, and Rook, in my eyes, are going to be the three guys that help the people around them be better, and as well as them the guys that's going to come in and have a lot of production off rip, especially with this new defense.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, you know, not just with eyes of, oh, I believe, no, I can see that right away early, especially comparing into the defense of last year. So those are three guys, you know, those are the three-headed monsters that I can see. Flow with the consistency, leadership, you know what you're going to get out of him. Eben Cady with the speed, with the, you know, year three is usually when a lot of guys take a lot of jump type deal. And obviously with Rook, man, we haven't seen him at his best yet.
We haven't.
He's been hurt. And I was on the radio show last year with I forgot the guy's name, out in Baltimore. Okay. And they were so, hey, he hasn't done this yet. He hasn't, man, just give him time. Pass rushers, just give them time. Because some guys, if you look through Khalil Mack, Leonard Floyd, or some of these other great pass, they don't start hitting until, what, year four. You know, like you said earlier, going back to your point, you want to see flashes.
Right.
But with him being healthy, you're going to see flashes.
Because, Dez, I need him to flash. Because the only thing is, he was a second round. Before you came in studio, sure, as guys were talking with Desmond Walker, pass rush expert, training all these dudes, like our man Leonard Floyd, we were saying, when you get drafted where he was drafted, all of a sudden, like, you're just on the cusp of the first round. I mean, he might not know it, there's people saying he's got to be that man. Mm-hmm. And soon we need it this year.
No, absolutely, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Man, he's going to make, you know, pass rushers, like you going into what you were saying, you're going to
just
make,
be disruptive.
Being disruptive. You're going to make your mistakes.
Yes.
But as long as you can see them flashes with the mistakes, we can take it as long as we come in and we can make them corrections early. That's the whole thing that you want to see, especially out the young guys coming up. But I like Rook, man. I really, really like him.
Yeah. And you mentioned Arnold Eben Cady. We hadn't really talked about him because we've been so focused on James Pierce, and I do want to get your opinion on him, as well as Jalen Walker. But we got to take a timeout. We're going to come back and do that, okay? Want to get your opinions on those guys, because those two rookies we have high expectations for. And then we'll ask about Arnold Eben Cady. Mike and I really haven't spent a lot of time with, because he's been here. He's been leading the team in sacks, but we keep thinking, all right, he's got to be a double-digit guy.